9.
Stuart, you go out in 1 over, and then on your second 9, you shoot 30. What kind of switch for you at the turn?
Really, the answer is nothing switch.
Okay.
I wasn't really getting any results on my opening 9. I had two three putts and just a lot of grazed edges. I was playing okay. And then on the back, I made about a 20-footer on the first hole with a big break and, you know, kind of putts you don't expect to make. And then from then on out, the hole looked bigger and it just felt more relaxing. But really, it didn't change anything. No adjustments whatsoever. It's just that I kept doing what I was doing and let sort of the regression pay off.
Okay. Go ahead.
How much harder is this golf course with the wind up a little bit?
Yeah, well, any golf course is harder with the wind up, but this course requires a lot of precision off the tee. And if you look down on a satellite picture of this course from above, almost every hole runs straight north and south. And this time of year, you almost never get a straight north or south wind. It's always across. So when you got crosswinds and fairways that are narrow and firm like these, it just makes it really hard to hit the fairways. And so you have to kind of have the right expectations going into the round that you might hit your driver really good and hit 5 fairways. That's just kind of the way it goes around here, and I think that's kind of what I did today.
How much more is Lisa helping you since Frisco?
About the same as Frisco. We don't do a whole lot of caddy evaluation in our family. We don't have meetings to determine that stuff, so I'd have to go back and try to think over it myself. But I love her enthusiasm. She's learning. She wants to be doing a good job like a professional caddy does. But the guys and gals that caddy out here for a living do amazing work, and they're really quite good at their jobs. And so Lisa would probably be hard-pressed to ever get to that level. But emotionally and sort of like therapeutically, what she helps me do out there to be myself, to keep it light and free me up, there's really almost nobody on the planet that could do that better than her.
How does that dynamic change with Lisa compared to any other caddy for you, just in terms of the on-course back and forth, on-course relationship, and like you said, just kind of allowing you to mellow out and stay calm and just that back and forth?
I know what you mean. Having Lisa or a loved one caddy, anyone other than like the tour caddies who I'm accustomed to having work for me, it's just a little bit of a different dynamic in the the expectation level. And most of the golfers, myself included, we kind of put extra expectations on us when we're working with tour caddies. I think I've done that for sure over my whole career. And so when Lisa caddies, or both of my sons have caddied too for extended periods, it just puts me in sort of a calmer frame of mind. It also puts more of the burden of taking care of all the decision making on me, which I like, because it keeps me really engaged in the shots and the decisions and the operations part of golf. So without having someone to sort of get the yardages, and I'll just lazily walk up the ball and just say, okay, what do we got? I got to do all that myself, and it's good for me. It kind of keeps my mind like really locked in on what we're trying to do. And so that's an added benefit. There's a lot of benefits. There's really not one drawback. I enjoy having her, and she's learning about what it's like to be out here and, sort of the shots we hit. And so it's fun to see her sort of like progress along the way. But she's fun to have, and she's got a great attitude about it.
What did you hit in today?
I hit a 6-iron today. I think I hit my 6-iron farther than I hit my driver.
I think so. What happened there?
I pulled my tee shot off the tee, and it caught the inside edge of one of those trees off the edge of the tee, and it just smashed the limb, and it didn't go anywhere after that. Just dropped kind of straight down to the right, barely got to the fairway. I had after the adjustment to the hill, I had like 210. So I had something like 220 to the hole on a hole where if you hit the fairway, you're going to have a very short iron in. So I got kind of fortunate on my second shot too, with a good bounce again, and I got it close. I wasn't expecting to have an 8-footer for birdie there after I saw that ball land off the tee.
Hell of a shot.
Last
couple of sports psychology questions for you. You obviously had a great last 9. Do you believe much in psychological momentum? And then also, were you in the flow state or in the zone during that second 9?
I know what you mean by the flow state, because I'm reading a book right now about that called The Rise of Superman. I don't know if you know that book, but it's all about the flow state. And so there is such a thing where you know, your brain gets like sort of hyper focused, and you start to the stuff that sort of the noise around you, like the self-consciousness and concern about outcomes, starts to fall away because your brain is so engaged into the task. Golfers, I think we call it the zone, but it's really a flow state when we get into that zone where you just really are not concerned with any negative outcomes. You're only focused on what you're trying to do instead of something you're trying to not do. We kind of go in and out of that. And when you're in that more than you're out of it during the week, that's when you have your better weeks. And it kind of frees you up to be yourself. And really all it comes down to is just not getting in your own way. And when you're in that zone or flow state is when you're out of your own way and you can perform to your highest level. So yeah, I do believe in all that stuff.